Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us on the program today, This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us. Award-winning author Tom Kudla got wondering how in this age of measuring and tracking the self through gadgets, he could take such dedication to analytics and create something that is as much precise science as it is creative expression. Well, the result, more than 4 years in the making, described as a grand experiment in the quantified self. In his new book, How I Am Different, Testing the Boundaries of How We Define the Self and How the Self Changes Over Time. The book is mostly poetry, but also contains some fiction and creative nonfiction. How I Am Different was named a finalist in the poetry category of the 2017 Next Generation Indie Book Awards. The ebook version won the multiple awards in the 2017 Global Ebook Awards. And is How We Are Different, an Apple app based on the book, earned two gold medals in the 2018 ELIT Book Awards, also recognized by the IBPA as a Benjamin Franklin Digital Award Silver honoree. He's also won numerous awards for his books of poetry, Commencement and Out of Context, and his book, What My Brain Told Me. Tom was awarded a Master of Arts in Writing and Publishing from DePaul University, earned a bachelor's from Indiana University, where he received a grant to write his book novel. Tom Kudla, author of the multiple award winner, How I Am Different, with us on This Week in America. Tom, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, it's nice to be here.
It is a pleasure to have you here. What a fascinating concept. Let's start off talking about how the book, how it came to be. Talk about the inspiration, how you got this thought and followed it through, and talk about the time frame on this, because this wasn't like 3 months of writing, was it? This was a project that took a big part of your life.
Yeah, for sure. My friend Randall and I were talking about how we wanted to be more disciplined about writing regularly, because, you know, a lot of things in life can kind of get in the way, and it's hard to really devote time to it. So we challenged each other to write something new every day. So we emailed each other our newest pieces every day and often responded back with critiques. And then sometime into that, he kind of got too busy and wasn't able to continue. But I kept going, and I was thinking about, well, how can I make this more of a solitary effort now that my friend can't do it anymore? And so that's when I thought about the two-year comparison between year one and year two, just to see how I have changed as a person. And so overall, that's 730 new short pieces, including a wide range of genres and topics. And it took me 2 years to write everything, obviously, because you have year one and year two.
Right.
And you have one piece each day. And then it took about an additional 2 years to revise, edit, design, and publish the book. So, yeah, definitely 4 years of my life.
The guest on the program is Thomas Kudla. The book is How I Am Different. His website is Tom, T-H-O-M. Kudla, that's KUDLA.com. We'll give you, there's a companion app, and we'll talk about that, give you the information, the website for that as we go through the program. All of this information, by the way, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly to Tom's website, get information on the book, and so much more at the website. This book, as I'm looking at it, really is unique. Talk about some of the aspects that make this book unique.
Well, the concept itself obviously is unique.
Yes.
I don't think anyone's ever done anything like it. But I think one of the other unique things about it that its concept really allowed for was extensive indices at the end of the book. I think they're really fascinating. There's an index by piece title, an index by genre, and my personal favorite, an index by topic. So that's particularly fun for me to put together, because I basically came up with, you know, 3 to 5 general topics for each piece. And then I organized them in the index at the back of the book. So if you're not sure what to read, if you don't want to read the whole thing, you can look at that organization by topic.
Yes.
And see if you want to read about a particular topic, and it'll list all the pieces that talk about that topic. So it's just that's something that's pretty unique, I think, in creative writing as well.
There are so many ways that you can enjoy the book, How I Am Different. You can sit down and just randomly read. You can go by topics. You can just start from the beginning and go all the way to the end. A number of ways you can do that, which makes the book different than many books that are out there. I mentioned the companion app a minute ago, and I'll give you the website here in a second. Talk about that, an award-winning companion app. Why did you decide to develop the app? And then talk about what it adds to the overall experience of the book.
Yeah, sure. So when I first published How I Am Different, a lot of readers were saying to me, well, you know, I really want to do this too. How can I do this? And, you know, how can I really have the discipline to do it? And that got me thinking about how the book would actually work really well as an app that would allow people to read and write along with me in the book. So it actually allows people to do the same writing experiment that I did, and it kind of gives them the motivation and discipline to continue with it. So not only does that kind of digitize the book and make it more accessible to more people, it also enables readers to journal every day like I did.
And conduct basically the same experiment that you did. You're sort of like taking our hands and leading through this, and I want to talk as we go through about what you found out about yourself. I think it would be fascinating, as I mentioned in the beginning, to see how the self changes over time. And you do a comparison where you were this day last year, where you are this day this year. The book is How I Am Different. Tom Kudla, our guest on the program, that's T-H-O-M-K-U-D-L-A. Some features, fun features of the book's companion app. Talk about that, because this is... it's really an enjoyable app, isn't it? It's something you can do and enjoy right along with the book.
Yeah, definitely. So it gives you a calendar view that makes it easy to kind of live read the book based on the current day and kind of do it exactly how I did it. And then it has those extensive indices organized into an app such that, you know, it's really easy to navigate. You can also set moods with emojis for each piece you read and write. With analytics, it keeps track of the time you spend writing in the app. It monitors your moods, and it actually presents all that data in graphs and charts. So that's kind of that idea I had about quantified self and kind of the analytics of it all. And then probably the most fun feature and a personal favorite of mine, when I had the book release, I selected pages in the book at random and read the entries. And that got me thinking, well, wouldn't it be fun if the app had reading roulette, which actually you shake the iPad or iPhone, or you push a button on the iPad or iPhone, and it pops up with a random entry from the book. So it's just really fun to kind of do that for kicks.
And the website app is hwadapp.com. That's H-W-A-D for the name of the app, How We Are Different, and then app. So hwadapp.com. And you can link on to that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And by going to Tom's website, you can link on as well. And that's very simple, tomkudla.com. We'll give you all that information throughout the program. I mentioned in the beginning, just touching on some of the awards that you've won with the book and the app. Talk about that and how exciting that is. You not only wrote that, so you've got that satisfaction. You're getting very favorable input. You have that satisfaction as well. But all of a sudden, you're being recognized and given awards. What's that been like?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's funny because no one would ever dream that, you know, a 760-some page book would actually get recognition, because it's kind of a tome, you know. It's such a long book, and who really has the attention span and all that stuff. But I think it's really nice to be honored, and I'm really excited to have my hard work recognized, because, you know, 4 years is a long time.
Exactly. In 4 years of blood, sweat, and tears, I'm sure, probably an equal number of each that you put into writing the book, How I Am Different. Who should read the book? Who is reading the book and download the app? Who would enjoy this? What type of person?
Well, I personally think it has something for everyone because it covers so many different types of writing and so many different topics, and it's all very thought-provoking and well-written. But I really feel like reading the book and using the app would be an unforgettable experience for readers. I guess if you really like poetry, it would be good for you. If you're thinking about becoming more disciplined about reading and writing regularly, it'd be good for you. And if you're a student of writing, if you're trying to become a better writer and reader, it'd be good for you too.
When you started off, and I get the sense this was sort of an evolving process because nothing like this has really ever been done before, especially bringing in the companion app with it. What was your initial goal as you started writing the book?
You know, it's really a simple goal. I really just wanted to grow as both a writer and a person.
But that is simple and something that everybody can relate to. And if you read the book and you follow along, I'm going to mention your goal with the app as well, because that is such it's so interesting. 15, 20 years ago, you couldn't have done anything like this. Now we become sort of participants in the experiment that you're going through with the book, How I Am Different, and the app, How We Are Different. Talk about the app, and when did that come into the process that, you know, I could do an app that would be a companion app and really add to the overall enjoyment of the book?
Yeah, so when I heard those people say that they wish they could do it too, I thought, well, this app would be a great way for others to grow as writers and people and really kind of become more self-aware. And mostly, though, I just wanted to encourage the world to read and write every day and read and write regularly. Because I think it's such an important thing. So in that sense, it's kind of a twofold objective.
I realize this was a 4-year process, you said, in actually going through the process, getting it published, getting it out there. Any future plans for this book or another book of a similar nature?
Yeah, so I have two ideas. One, actually, I just thought of recently, but the one I had in mind all along was to do a sequel of sorts, maybe 10, 20, 50 years down the line, whenever I'm still around. And it would be the same experiment again, but with the original book and then my responses, and it would be called Now I Am Different.
Interesting. I love that, and I hope that you're able to follow through with that, and we have a chance to talk about it. The book we are talking about, How I Am Different, Tom Kudla, that's T-H-O-M-K-U-D-L-A. The book is available, of course, at Amazon. You can get information at Tom's website, which is tomkudla.com. Information on the app at the website, hwadapp.com. You mentioned the writing skill, and I talked on it just briefly in the beginning. Talk about your writing style in the book, because you really pull out the full arsenal, don't you, in your writing techniques during the course of the book.
Yeah, I actually, at the time when I was writing it, I was finishing my master's at DePaul in writing, and it was kind of in addition to all the other writing assignments I had for my master's program. So it was my own little pet project, and it actually had nothing to do with my degree, which was, you know, double the work. But I just wanted to keep going with it because I started it, and I kept going, and my writing really... It got better as I continued with the experiment. But overall, I mean, I would say the writing itself is just very genuine and sincere, very reflective. And I like witticisms. I kind of like pointing out profound ideas that are kind of succinct and witty. And I think a lot of people will kind of get a kick out of some of the things that are written in there, and they have a kind of pop poetry sense to them where they're easy to remember, and they kind of stick in your head when you read them.
When you were writing the book, how did it feel when you finished year one and then year two? And what did you learn about yourself during that two-year span and going back and comparing year two to year one?
After year one, I was really excited to start year two because I couldn't wait to see how I had changed. And then when I was done with year two, I rushed to put it together because, as you know, the book then kind of has the spread where you have year one and year two for each day facing each other. So you can compare and contrast quite easily when you're reading the book. So I really just wanted to put it together so I could see the differences. And so it was just really fascinating. And what I realized is that the political climate had changed a lot and the world around me had changed a lot. And that definitely altered my own opinion of things. But I think that my the core of myself was still there as a thread throughout the entire book, both year one and year two. So it's kind of interesting because there are certain things that were different, but then there were a lot of things that were still the same, which I think is really good too, because it's good to have that kind of consistency in your life as well.
When you're able to go back and reflect as you did, do you, from your experience, did you find that you were a better person, maybe a better writer through this writing journey? Did you see a difference like that?
Yeah, reflecting like that every day and writing every day, for one, it's hard work and it really makes you proud to know that you put all that hard work and
yes,
persistence into it. But in another sense,
but it had to be very rewarding, I would think, to go back and to see who you were, who you are now. And I would think that experience, just that reflection, would make you a better person.
Yeah, definitely. It made me more self-aware.
Yes. Yes.
It definitely emphasized my empathy too, because I kind of looked at myself. I looked at the world around me and where I stood in that world. There was definite growth as a person and as a writer.
A couple minutes left in the program. We're talking with Tom Kudla, the author of the book, How I Am Different. What advice would you give people out there that are thinking about writing, especially writing on a journey like yours? Any advice for people? Because you've been on that journey.
Yeah, so when I was working on it, I would be so busy in my life, and I just think, oh, I don't know if I could do this every day. And it seems like such a daunting task and such an undertaking. But I recommend, if anyone else does it, that they persevere and continue with it no matter what. You know, they should stay disciplined and focused and never, ever skip a day. If you really don't have the time to write on a particular day, make the time by writing something shorter. You don't have to feel obligated to write something massive every day.
I got about 30 seconds.
A few words down can really help.
Well, yeah, and I was going to ask, and I don't have a whole lot of time left, but I find this interesting. Was there a point where it became not something you had to do, but something you really wanted to do?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I would go through the day and I would think, wow, I would love to write about that. and then I think, well, good, because I have time to write, because I made time to write every day. So I just look forward to getting some time alone so I could write, be it at lunch, on the train, at night before I go to bed. Just anytime, I was really looking forward to getting the written word down on the paper.
And probably more observant, too, because you're looking for ideas, things that you can write about in the book. It's such a fascinating, unique proposition that you did, book that you put together, and the app that goes with that. The book is How I Am Different. The author is Tom Kudla. That's T-H-O-M-K-U-D-L-A. His website is tomkudla.com. You can link on to all of that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Of course, the book's available at Amazon, the other places. And the app, How We Are Different, it's an Apple app based on the book. It's available at hwadapp.com. And again, all that information you'll find at our website and Tom's website as well. Tom, a pleasure having you on the program. What a unique journey you were on for several years, several more years to put it together and share it with the world. And hopefully other people will decide that's a journey I'd like to go on as well. You're the trailblazer. You've made it easier for us to do that. Thank you so much for sharing with us on the program today.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Tom Kudla, our guest on the program. His book is How I Am Different. His app, How We Are Different. All the information available at his website, TomKudla.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.